The Edward Snowden leaks on matters of secrecy, domestic surveillance, and the operations of the National Security Agency have become something of an archive of U.S. electronic spy technology and capability. The NSA, according to the latest revelations from the Snowden archive, considers the encryption technology that protects all of our identities and bank accounts online to be something of an enemy. According to our partner, the New York Times, the NSA seems to have bypassed or simply cracked much of the digital encryption in the world, building powerful supercomputers, the sole purpose of which is to break through encryption codes on the front end of cyberspace while compelling tech firms to insert backdoors into their systems and software for the NSA to enter at will. Scott Shane joins us now, national security reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Scott, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, is that an exaggeration? Enter at will, backdoors, front doors, supercomputers?
Well, you know, we have a limited view of this from, as you call it, the Snowden archive. We, the New York Times, were given somewhere around 50,000 documents by The Guardian. The collection mostly deals with the British counterpart of NSA, GCHQ, but there are thousands and thousands of NSA documents as well. And the British agency and the American agency work very closely on these things. I think, you know, Snowden himself, interestingly, in an online chat with The Guardian, said that strong encryption was still a fairly good defense against an agency like NSA. But he also said that NSA was very good at snatching communications from one end or the other. Even ordinary email like Gmail or Yahoo Mail now have routine encryption that you or I don't bother, don't even know about, but it's automatically implemented when you send an email to somebody. But they're very good at snatching the message before it's encrypted on the front end or after it's encrypted on the back. So sometimes the agency doesn't need to crack the encryption in the middle, so to speak.
Now, is there any legal issue here regarding encryption? Is encryption any sort of defense that you need any special warrant to bypass, or is it purely a technological matter?
As far as we can tell, there's no implication here that NSA has broken any laws. There is a sort of public policy issue in the background here. In the 90s, as encryption began to be widely available, there was kind of panic at NSA over the idea that soon everything would be encrypted and they would be stuck. They'd be kind of locked out of everybody's communications. So they, along with the FBI and other agencies, proposed something called the Clipper chip. And this was going to be a chip that was installed in all hardware, and there'd be a software solution. Essentially, it'd be the government's backdoor into everybody's communications. There was a big public debate about this in the civil liberties and technology community, and NSA and the government lost, and Congress didn't like the idea. Very wide a coalition of folks on the right and the left, technology companies, civil libertarians, nobody liked it. So the government backed off, and what we found in our reporting looking at these documents is that NSA, right after that, the Clipper chip was dead by the end of the 90s. And by about 2000, NSA began a very expensive, very aggressive campaign to find many different ways to do the same thing, essentially to get into everybody's communications, but not in an open way as part of a policy like the Clipper chip, but in a stealthy way.
It stretches the definition of backed off. It seems more like the government didn't back off, just worked around what Congress said.
Yeah, I think that would be fair to say.
Is there any international agreement in the business world of online encryption that gives certain players greater access than others, or is the NSA so far out ahead of any attempt to regulate here?
We don't know how far the NSA is ahead of other countries. Undoubtedly, countries like China and Russia, their intelligence services are trying to do the same thing. The one interesting aspect of this internationally, though, is that as encryption has come on as a technology, obviously companies, governments, individuals are interested in you know, kind of how do I know that this encryption product works? And so there have been, there are international and national standard setting bodies that say, that sort of certify, you know, this is an international standard in encryption. You can trust this if you use this on your communications. And it turns out that NSA has used its influence actually to weaken the standards, according to these documents. And there's long been a suspicion that they have taken that role, but these documents do confirm that they essentially want to make sure that even if no one else can read somebody's encrypted conversation, they can.
Talking with Scott Shane, national security correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. So every time I set my password and the little notice says moderate, weak, strong, very strong, there really should be an asterisk which should say strong except for the NSA.
That does seem to be the implicit policy of NSA. You know, they have a dual function in the government. They're supposed to intercept foreign communications and collect electronic intelligence, eavesdropping. But the other half of the house is to protect American communications. First of all, government communications, you know, that when the president makes a call, he calls on a special phone that is, you know, and NSA's job is to make sure that thing is secure. But also they advise businesses, certainly defense contractors and folks like that who are doing government business. But beyond that, they're sort of the sort of brain trust for encryption in general. And so half of their job is protecting U.S. communications. Some of the cryptographers we talked to, some of the independent experts in this area, when we told them what these documents showed, they felt that there's an argument that NSA has sort of overreached here and that by building backdoors and weakening the encryption that's now used by everybody on the internet, including Americans and American companies, they may in fact be undermining the security of American communications.
Amazing. Scott Shane, national security reporter for our partner in the New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.